Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham Ashby. And today, I am so pleased to share with you an interview done by Damien Rose from the Jamaica Society for the Blind. And he is talking with one of the stalwarts in the disability community in CARICOM, Derek Palmer. I met Derek many years ago as a young woman, and he was the president of Disabled Peoples International, North America and Caribbean region, and later as the executive director of this august organization. He was very passionate. He was really in the forefront, driving change as it came to disability matters. And we owe a lot to Derek Palmer and many others who have really stood the test of time.
Greetings, Virgin. Greetings.
Let's start out with you. Are you totally blind?
Blind like bat.
And how did you get blind?
I think I had some sight problems at birth.
Mm-hmm.
And then thought they had corrected it and whatever else. But, and, you know, because I went to the school, you know, ordinary school up to about 13, 14.
Right.
And then, you know, sight problems begin to happen, so fade away and fading and so on.
Right.
And, you know, I got treatment and so on and so on, but that was it. It went off, not suddenly, but slowly.
Right.
Mm.
And for you, when you went totally blind, how was it? How was it for you?
I had to survive, you know.
Right.
That was just, as far as I was concerned, that was a phase in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That went off, and I had to, you see, I had positive periods.
Right.
Positive, you know, mother and father and so on. So, and they were with me.
Right. And
I was with them, whichever it come out.
Right.
When I was going blind, I had to go blind. And my father, me and him did sit up one day and a reason. And him said to me, well, you know, and that apparently I was to school for the blind.
Right.
And I said, you know, I'm going to leave country, go to school for the blind and thing and so on. And one day, may I sit up on a reason, man. And him said to me, look, if you want money, I have a little bit that can carry you. But if you want education, you have to go out of school.
Right.
Me really never into one left country and got town at school. Although I was, you know, mm-hmm. from time to time in town.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it. And well, I never knew him didn't make arrangements for me long time, because then after that meant to like tomorrow the people might come for you.
Right.
Asked one to come to me for what? He said to go to town at school. That was it. Did I do it long time? He said no. But you know, and then the next year we got ready and thing and so on, because they were to come, them never did come. So the next year I said, alright, cool, them not come, alright, you know, we are going to home tomorrow.
Right.
Thank you, I'm going to go to school.
Right. So what was the experience like for you at the Salvation Army School for the Blind?
We have different experiences, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have different experiences. Initially, I kind of, you see, part of the thing, when I go up there, I could see a bit.
Okay.
I wasn't totally blind, you know. I never get up one day I'm blind. So I saw that, and I could see around. So I see my way around, and I see people and interact with them, go classes and so on and so on. And so I, you know, went gradually away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not suddenly.
So you got time then to adjust?
Yeah. To the school and so on, and little adjustment and so on. So, no, yeah, it was not a certain thing. I never got to school totally blind. So I around with dormitory and the brethren, them and so on and so on and so on. But sight eventually went to the point that, you know, I even didn't know much about it, because you were really learning intuitively to do without it. So when it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone. So, cause you got time to adjust because you knew it was going.
I feel business that it's gone.
All right, so tell me a little bit about life after the School for the Blind.
Well, life after School for the Blind. Strangely enough, I am one of those who never loved school.
Right.
I'm not going to tell no lie.
Right.
When we get up on a Monday morning, it's the most burdensome thing for God's school. But I benefited from it. I learned well. I did well in school.
Right.
But I never loved school.
Mm-hmm.
So me do one go as quick as I can. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
But you have to be sensible.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with parents that were sensible. And they say, yes, brethren. The question is, as the old man said, well, if you have, may have 2 shillings. But if you have education, you have to go to school.
You have to go to school, yeah.
Remember that.
Right.
And that's why he can't give me. But he can't help me forget it.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Right, right.
Sensible reasoning. I'm going to say, all right, brethren. Come here, my old man, you see reason. We'll have to talk and thing, you know. So going to school and all that, and he came by him keeping word, like him the first time he got a boy and said, I said, all right, bro, 2 weeks' time I come look for you.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks' time and come, 3 weeks, 4 weeks' time and come back again, and then there is a boss, you know, I have to come every day, you know. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So me settling, and now, man, I know the importance of school. Because, you know, I was going to, you know, what the music we refer to as society school, and I'm doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I expected to continue doing well.
Right.
And in actual fact, I did well.
Tell us about some of the things that you achieved.
When you say achieve, what do you mean? After school and so on. Well, all the exams let me take a school. I pass them. The one thing I remember, me feel. And it was maths.
Maths.
And I most of it, not the class, it failed it.
Right.
So I'm glad they couldn't blame me, they blame the teacher.
Oh.
But clearly, you know, I know if I make the money, I don't count it.
Right.
And so, you know, it was not a big thing. But really, you know, that's the only feel I ever had at school.
Right.
I passed maths.
And then after school now?
After school?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. After school, okay. What we're going to do was a big challenge. What we can do was another challenge for us.
Right.
What we can. And I have a feeling that I don't know if that has been conquered yet.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling of still in school for the blind. I don't know if vocational rehabilitation has taken over there, is making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But at our time, that was well needed, it wasn't there. I mean, people, we never know the field. We never know what was possible. We never knew what we're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
We knew we could have learned.
Okay.
We learned what? You understand me?
Yes, yes.
And we had to make that discovery outside of school. Not in school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the weaknesses. So we didn't come out prepared for the world. We come out for fight.
For fight, right, right.
And who could have fight our shadow? You know what I mean?
Right.
But you know, so I hope those things have been dealt with, you know, and so on. Because there was no such thing as a guidance counselor. So when I got out, boy, them said, yeah, at school, I could have typed well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Oh, the machine sing.
Mm-hmm.
I could let the typewriter hum, man. And just hum to hum with accuracy. Yes, man. You know, 90 words a minute, man.
Whoa. So,
yes, man.
So you took up typing jobs after school then?
Eh? Yes, I reached this, man. Yeah, when they test and thing, man. That thing could hum, man, and I love to make it hum. So we usually challenge each other as you to go to that school when we learn typing and so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, we beat the machine differently, man. So when I left school, you know, them say, boy, I want to place it down at the Salvation Army, vacancy thing then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I never knew. No. So them says, go on down to go work experience. Go down the morning time and come up back at evening time. Bus or get driver, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there, man. And I sit down the man and I make the machine home.
Wow.
And you know, at that time I went in the most difficult year job, because I was the only typist in the finance department.
Mm-hmm.
There. And I did budgets and figures, and I make machine home with budget, you know.
Wow.
When you wanna put stencil, man, you put all 40, 50 pages of stencil.
Right. This was where again?
Salvation Army.
Okay, cool.
On North Parade. Hero Circle, the finance department, the territorial finance department.
Okay.
The whole Caribbean region. But then while I was doing that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was studying. Mm-hmm. I was studying all that. I go evening classes and all that. I think I got extramural courses.
Mm-hmm.
Social work, sociology, and then evening classes and all those things. And you know, so I say, well, because I was still searching in a virgin.
Right.
I know typing was not for me. Whether rightly or wrong, I say a woman do them something.
Mm-hmm.
Me a big man. But we did, but I, that was the opportunity available, and I took it with both hands. But you know, I impressed people, because while I was in the finance department, there are people who come there. I said, wait, oh, I'm to the machine. The blind man, I work the machine, so. You understand me?
Right, so you impressed.
The finance, how bad, man? The finance department, they were man afraid of figures.
Figures, yeah.
Blazing budget, you know, cut stencil like cutlass, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dead of stencil in a virgin. Yes, man, I frankly did well till I, but then the point, I was studying.
So tell me a little bit now about the Jamaica Society for the Blind, right?
The Society for the Blind, yes, we had to, one year we said the Society for the Blind not serving us. We defined Progressive Blind Association.
Right.
And we decided now that we want to use this to reorganize the Society for the Blind.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Society for the Blind must serve blind people, and will serve the lady this and the lady that, and them they will come drink coffee at them. You understand me?
Right.
So we must, and them hire one little lady who said she was, you know, as executive director, executive secretary. But really, there was nothing to do, because the lady never knew nothing. I don't know blind people. The young blind people never like her.
Okay.
The old blind people, them like them, because she gonna sit down and make tea for them. We no drink tea.
Right.
We drink rum.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say we are drunkards, but we are conscious people.
Right.
And we socialize in right. Our way. We're not going to go drink tea. So, you know, we good, and then, you know, it's society, but it's not a server. But what we realize, it was ours.
Mm-hmm.
So we must make it serve us. So we begin to meet down there and call meeting, and then we say, wait, this society for the blind not serving us. Get me?
Right.
The people, I mean, that don't know we, and they don't want to know we. They don't want to socialize with the rebel and those who want changes. So, you see one time when they have election, this annual fiasco,
mm-hmm.
where them just put that same people in because I'm able by them. In fact, we challenged the constitution, because the Society Blind at the time had a constitution that said, I think it was 14 members, right? And only one could be blind.
Whoa.
Oh, tell me something.
Whoa.
That don't make you feel like you'll take up your cutlass and walk on me.
Yes.
Only one could be blind.
Whoa.
And we're going to challenge that. We said them to put one wrong on.
Mm-hmm.
No. We move. We see, we study the art of them things, and then you're idiot, you know.
Right.
We move a resolution and cancel that the annual general meeting, the agenda and all them things, now we introduce, you know, agenda and set meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So that meeting was to set meeting.
Right.
And by then, you know, we wipe out the whole whining, the vote it off democratically. The whole board and the whole chairman and thing, and we said, next time we're coming with election.
Right.
For the board. And we're changing the constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And brethren, the next meeting, man, all the everybody them left the board. I said that them now sit down with them people here. Them blind youth here. You know, them aggressive, them they never say we don't slow.
Right, right.
But them aggressive and them push people around. But we went in there very aggressively. We didn't go in the team.
Mm-hmm.
And we never respect lad this or lady that. Sorry, but that might not be the best way. But that was the best thing at the time. You can't go in the chummy with them. You have to go in the rough.
Mm-hmm.
And rebel. And change things. And immediately, man, them none of them will come back for election. And then we vote, so we just gladly take it over. I reform the constitution.
Was the Society of the Blind at the same location that it is now?
No, it might not be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was I, as the chairman, bought that property.
Wow.
Oh, yes. It was the workshop, Artio. By then, you see, I was working with the government and I was working at the council, Jamaica Council. For the disabled,
mm-hmm.
It's an arm of government.
Right.
Because them kind of, the government is smart, them kind of co-op me now to keep me quiet.
Oh.
By the whole disability, even the physical disabled, they were, the agencies and the people them were heading, they were all able-bodied, and they were upset. Because this man, I overturned the African Adnight Disability and the Society for the Blind, I get radical. So bridging, then they put away somewhere down. Me no remember go sell the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sell a property and buy this place, yeah. Oh yeah. We ain't down somewhere down at the traffic light there on old road there, man. Mm-hmm. Near the corner where council and them place they did there.
Or closer to crossroads.
No, you're going down the crossroads and over crossroads, still up the summer, a few doors down.
Okay.
Below the 48 center.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that is just going on. We said, man, we sell it up. I was in the ministry. Some things were happening.
Mm-hmm.
Ability thing was shaking up. And some era, the social sector in the ministry was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's a foolishness. So, you know. Then we had some roady thing and me a rabble road. I mean all kind of name, but that a feeding problem, not mine. And then we changed some changes were going on. And so we said, no, hold. This place up here, so I guess the guys them some guys did have it. Some workshop, blind workshop or something. And then I buy society. And then I said, no, I could buy the property, man, stop with the foolishness. But big and thing. We need a place for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we just gave and it was being sold. And I bought it. We took it over on them and because we were getting a monthly subvention from government. I said, we don't use the subvention to pay the mortgage.
Whoa.
You understand me?
So how much did you guys pay for the property at the time?
No, you stretch me. And $100,000 though.
Right, because I think I heard something about 83,000 or something like that.
Virgin, I that depend my mind in what my name want to say. 83,000, I think. It's hard that 100,000, man.
Right.
83,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided, say, no, man, this is scrap money, man. We're supposed to get pay that off and get man to pay it off, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, man, just pay that off for me. We started balling. A man come up with money, man. Why you make them take with this round, you mad? And man, it come up with money, man, and some man advance loans and thing, you know.
Wow.
Some blind man.
Wow.
No, man, we did serious, you know, brethren. We did serious, you know. Some man dip in them pocket and them see and come up too. And some other man come up with it and everybody clear off and thing. And that belongs to Jamaica Society for the Blind. By the time that now made it in Israel.
Okay. Book. What were you doing in Israel?
I did a diploma or something in community development in Haifa.
Okay.
Haifa University.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, man. So I, you know, on the boarding accommodation too. Yeah. So me, yeah, man, I'm going to have a beat book, man. And come back, you know. Must say it help.
Right. So when you came back, did you continue to work with the society?
Society is in my blood, man. But me, I have never worked with the Jamaica Society for the Blind yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have never drawn a salary from Jamaica Society for the Blind. nobody talk. There's a whole lot of people talk that me come back there and get to work and they work me. I have never, because when I went to Israel to study, it was a government scholarship me get.
Mm-hmm.
They come at me, I work with government. But every moment me have me that JSB, because we have to put it how we want it. No. I've never worked with the Jamaican Society, because I always do not. It's my baby.
Right. So were you on the board, and what are some of the positions that you held on the board?
One time I think I was chairman in the Shaking It Up, the first time.
Okay.
And when we left, because we did have the Progressive Blind Association, and when we left Progressive, we just moved the whole Progressive Blind Association executive move over for JSB.
For JSB, right.
So it was the same progress and progressive nature. I was moving on, mm-hmm. like thunder, push out of the way. Yeah, some people get a bit squeezed and feel hurt and things, but this was not a time to say, hush, hush, baby. This was the time to create change.
Right, because blind people...
In the interest of blind people. I tell you, we did radical things. Well, me the name, they call me communist, they call me socialist. They call my old friend them from a longer time still me know and call me socialist.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, them are labels. But we are the work.
At the time, what were some of the programs that you guys institute for blind persons to benefit from?
Virgin boy, yeah, stress me now, man. Stress me out, because a long time.
Right.
You see, one thing, me move on. When thing, me no whole thing, our whole power, our whole position.
Mm-hmm.
When time come on me, it's feed me, serve my purpose, me gone. Move to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world no stop. And so I work with people there, but I'm always supporting the society with the blind. So when you ask me, what the programs and things, boy, I don't even remember now, you know, but it was moving.
Mm-hmm.
It was moving fast, and we were bringing people coming out, school to blind as they graduate, to say, come forward. We're not supposed to have new ideas. Come to the society for the blind, society for the blind, here waiting for you.
Right.
And so on. And
so these are the people who came in then and then put their minds together and came up with programs so that
other... Yes, man, I know me. And Oliver, we and get things done. And we had, so, you know, there was a brethren named Carl James.
Mm-hmm.
He was Lions Club, man, and he was a businessman. He was head of one of them drug company there. And he supported us, and he was a good brain and a good supporter. And anyway, find a job, he can squeeze in a man and look for it. Blessings, a long time in a seems.
Yes. Okay.
But him was a great supporter. When everybody left way, him stuck with me. Because then the man that did come to get good name and conquer, the man that did come to perform,
right.
You understand? And then the people who him, I will work with, respect due to him and him respect with.
Mm-hmm.
I will respect him well, man. So we, that name has always been a very good name. But the society was in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we take it, move it.
Right.
Because them fix up all the way you want. Somebody fix up around the back, around craft yard there, and them build around there, and gone up in the ear and all them things there.
Mm-hmm.
One there. And it's a place upstairs there somewhere there. Me don't know. Okay. Clinic. We set up a clinic too. And it start, and you know, people come there, we get some people who go and serve, that's how you'll get some, you know, nurses might come in 1 or 2 days a week or so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say, boy, blind people can't go down a KPA, they go fight his PS with them, so forth and things, you know. Make we set up clinic up a yard that one day we get a doctor to go and serve blind people. Not as blind as those people, we can't go down, they go hassle with them down a KPA, brother.
Right.
Not as, so we have this place. Set up clinics.
Right.
And the people come there and live a better life, man, and come comfortably in a decency and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And then I push around and all and something there.
Right.
And that way they look for after the place. You know, maybe develop this place, yeah, that, you know, it provides these services. A full service center for the blind. And if other disability want to come, let them come. We now come for divide and rule, you know. But clearly when we come, we are set up ourselves. And who want to come benefit and help, come there, you have to behave and take care of the place. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the pride and joy that I may feel proud, brethren, of society for the blind. Yeah, man, me first go to declare war if me here, foolishness. I may see them develop the thing, man. all the upstairs, the thing, we go up the man and I sit down comfortable.
Good, 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 good.
But respect the woman.
Yes, man.
Blind people, them never waste time or waste resources.
Right. And it's because of persons like you who really paved the way for what the society is right now.
Yeah, we push it.
Right, right. Can you remember some of the persons who were in that revolutionary advancement with you?
Yeah, let me see now. At the time, the Grant.
Arville?
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Honeygan.
Right. Ralph Coombs, I heard you mention.
No, Ralph never had no struggle. Nyla Lattie.
Mm-hmm.
Was a part of the struggle at one time. You know, and for a time, them, I think Lattie was a part, but for a time, them did more. Because them didn't get some strange thing that we are fighting against the school and them go join the school board and all that thing like we are fighting against the school.
Right.
When they say the school is supposed to change though, because our school and they expel a whole heap of people and you stick up your head, them expel you, say you're a rebel and all kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then tell them, say, follow Derek Palmer and that type of thing. In terms of the leadership, because a lot of people ain't want a bad name, you know.
Right.
And me can't, my back, Brad. So all them name that thing and communists and all kind of, I love that. Mm-hmm. As long as they allow us to do what we want and make changes and
right.
So on. People support you privately
mm-hmm.
and so on, but a few public heads, as we say, oh, you got another a good brethren. Man like Al Price.
Price.
Everal Price.
Everal Price.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
No, the man you know, them never so loud as me still. But Price and them, man, they're the most strong supporters, man, and come a meeting all the time, man. Well, Father give him, Father, you know, Coombs,
mm-hmm.
give him veranda and all them to try in yard and thing. To meet, you know. So, you know, but he was teaching at the school too, so he never openly with me, because we are here. But in well, and then after that meeting, we got to lick two liquor. But we usually tried to different meetings, government meetings, the ministry they have meetings. We did a papa.
Right.
No worry, we never, we yeah, we show up and deal with issues and things. And sometimes, man, they don't know it, but we are dealing with our business and them, and they, you know.
So, any final words you would want to say to the current leaders and current persons that are responsible for the running of the Jamaica Society for the Blind?
Well, the Society for the Blind still has a great future. I don't know how well it's fulfilling its future, but I think it's on the right road.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know the pace that it's doing on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know the programs. I'm not really well in touch. But the key is that the Society for the Blind is ours, and we need to support it and push it, introduce programs, make changes when it is necessary, and because that's ours, and it pays. To be frank, it was bought with sweat and tears. I tell you that we were scourged, we were all kind of thing, but we own it, we buy it, I feel it, and we must treat it well and continue to build it. Let it bring in all the programs and activities that blind people can benefit. And if we can share it,
mm-hmm.
other people share it, but control it.
Yes, sir.
Blind people business.
Yeah, man. There you have it, folks. The words of the great man himself, Mr. Derek Palmer, a pioneer behind the Jamaica Society for the Blind, one who fought for this property, one who has helped this organization to become what it is now and moving into the future.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby. Remember, you can reach me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300 via email visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That is visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And of course, you can listen to this and past episodes on the VOB929.com website. So until next week, stay safe, love yourself, and of course, love your fellow man.